Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio for another thrilling, spilling, chilling segment. 5:30 to 6, be here or don't be anywhere. Get your ear to the phone. Give me a call. Got a lot of topics. 516-666-9990. Let's start out with the shout-outs to begin the show. Coffee Club, Bradenton, Florida. Great guys down there. Flamingo K Coffee Club. And D&T Home Watch. These guys, like I told you before, if you don't have them on your list for guys that are watching your house, your canary, your car, your boat, your dog, your hamster, your pet rat, whatever you have, I've seen these guys in action. Believe me, they're the real deal. They not only swim 3 miles in the ocean every morning, and then 3 miles back. Then they go to the gym. These guys are in tip-top shape, hands registered with the cops, and they're 60 in their 60s. Tip-top shape, washboard stomachs. You wouldn't believe these guys. Look no older than 30, believe me. So grab them. They're the real deal. Now let's get on with the show. All right, first in order, the Buccos. Swept over the weekend. What a joke. What a joke. Garrett Cole is a phony. He's not an ace. Never will be. Don't have the wherewithal to be an ace. Not stopper. He may be a second starter on a good team. The guy mentally, I don't think is tough enough. And we got that Cole kid. He's still young. He needs some more work. But I don't see the Pirates making. I'm really sick and tired of talking about it. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Buccos and this wild card crap. They don't impress me at all. Who are they going to beat in a wild card game? One game. The Marlins threw 3 jabonis at them over the weekend, and they got about 6 hits. Man, I'll tell you, I never seen anything like it. Bad, bad baseball, bad base running. Well, they brought Josh Bell up. Everybody was clamoring to get this kid up, and then all the pundits on the other stations, they're all, what'd you think of Josh Bell? Oh, well, they knew he wasn't going to be the fielder that the freeze is over there. So he makes right off the bat, they're banging them. Terrible. They're real bad. Real bad. I don't see them making this wild card. I really don't. Give me a call. 516-666-9990. We're on. How about the Freeze? Signed a big deal. 3 years. Good move. Pirates finally did something right. You finally did something right. I think this kid's a real deal. He can play third. He can play first. How about Kang? Where's that put Kang if they bring up Josh Bell? Josh Bell at first. Kang, Freeze at third. Kang may be squeezed out. Maybe part-time player. Don't look good for him. What do you think? What do you think about that, people? Give me a call. How about the Steelers? What do you think about that? Steelers in the quarterback position. Don't think it's too good, do you? I don't. Well, they got Ben. That's it. Landry Jones, 0. Oh, we got a call here. Let's get it going. We got a call here. Hello. Hello. We got a call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Goss.
Hey, Murray from Florida. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, I'm trying to get onto your show here, brother, and it keeps saying, I'm on your website, and it says, waiting for host to call in. And I know that's not true because I'm talking to you.
Exactly. I had a little problem getting in here, but I finally got in.
What do you have here? So I thought I'd just call you.
Okay. You got anything going on for the high school football in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I went to the games the other night. Picked up my wife and coming back from Philly. Me and my daughter moved up there and had a chance to catch Manatee in their opening game against Armwood. Armwood's one of the big powerhouses here in Florida. They are rated number 6 in the nation, I believe they were. Manatee's not rated, you know, that high, but they're pretty good. Anyway, long and short of it, Manatee kicked their butt, which I was shocked.
Wow. Hey, just goes to show
butt.
You.
It was 28-19. But the size of these guys at Armwood was incredible, incredible. They had two defensive ends, one 6'7", 260, and the other one about 6'5", about 255. They had a linebacker that was 6'5", 240. And they have a couple offensive tackles. One of them was 6'6", 325. Unbelievable.
Wow.
High school kids. And I was standing down by the fence, and a kid that they said was 6'7", he looked to me like he's closer to 6'9".
Oh,
he was huge. He was just out of the
What did he play, tackle?
No, defensive end.
Defensive end.
They were, and they could move, too. They could run. They put a lot of pressure on a Manatee quarterback. The Manatee's fast. Oh, my gosh, are they fast. Their line's not real big. They got, you know, I say not real big today's standards. They're 240, 250 across the front. Not real tall, 6'1", but quick, very quick. And their skilled people were very good. They got a little
I heard on the radio that Narduzzi from Pitt's down there looking Scott, and they got some Pitt people scouting down there.
As I told you a couple weeks ago, I was on that Max Prep, which is the big high school site. Five of the 6 top teams in the nation are in Florida. So it's good football. I was really impressed with Manatee. I thought Manatee was going to get their clock cleaned. But they came to play, and it was they did well. They go to Alabama next week and play. They play some team up around Birmingham, so I'll probably miss that one.
Do you have the any idea who has the most professional football players, one high school, in the whole country?
Well, I think
– What high school has produced the most?
Well, one of them's Woodland Hills in Pittsburgh.
Yep, that's it.
You believe that?
They got the most guys in the pros.
Yep, I had 6 playing at one time a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, in Pittsburgh, the quad A teams, they could play down here. You know, they play a little, down here they play a little bit different style football. They play wide open football, you know, spread offenses and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, Pittsburgh, I know a lot of the teams still do that pounding offense, and it's effective down here too. I mean, they got some big kids that can play, so there's no question about it. I'm not saying that Western PA football isn't any good anymore, but it is. But there's just a lot of talent down here. Bill, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. Well, everybody goes to Florida.
Anyway,
they got that talent for sure.
I did have the opportunity. I guess I could say an opportunity to watch the Steelers. Let's get on another subject. I couldn't believe it. Landry Jones, as we talked to several weeks ago, what was that all about?
Bad.
That was now the fourth win wasn't his fault. He got hit, and they kind of went off as a wounded duck. But the two he tried to throw into the end zone were way short. I mean, this is a guy that's how many years in the pros?
Who, Landry? 3.
Yeah, well, I looked at the depth chart today on the Steeler website, and I see Gretkowski's back up to number 2.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Even though he got a ripped hamstring.
Hey, I'll tell you what, they better pray Roethlisberger doesn't get hurt.
Oh,
I can say.
That goes for everybody in the league. Their first string quarterback is down here in trouble.
Oh, that's true, too. I mean, Tampa Bay's got a pretty good backup quarterback, but you know, down here. But most of the teams, like you say, like you look at Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, he gets hurt. Who do they got? You know, so it's true. But the Steelers are really, really void in that area.
Yeah, that's true.
I see. I was on Pitt's website today. I guess they had a real good scrimmage over the weekend. Doozy's really pleased with them. Connor got to play a little bit. He's in full contact. He said he looked good. I'm excited for him. I'm excited. They open up, what, the 3rd of September against Villanova. Then they go to Penn State, then Oklahoma State, then North Carolina. They got 3 big ones right in a row there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They actually got Pitt ranked, if you want to go down that far, like about 34th in the country.
Well, yeah. I think they're going to surprise some people this year. I really do. I think you know, they have the offense that could put it to you. The defense is coming along. They got some young kids coming in. They say they're really working well. So I think they're going to be a sleeper team.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. I'm going to get a chance
to see
you.
Well, Merv, I got another call here.
Well, I'll let you go, brother. You go ahead. You
hey, keep listening,
keep
buddy.
Going. Great show, man. See
you. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Guys, man. What's going on?
Hey, Will. Oh. What's up, Will?
How's it going out there in 84?
I had a little trouble getting on here, but it's host call pin and host call in. They wouldn't let me in for a while, so finally got
in. That's because you're dropping too much knowledge on them yinzers, man, you know?
I know. They all get brain freeze every time they hear something that's smart. They're not used to it. Hey,
things.
I don't know if you heard this.
What?
Huh?
What's that?
You listening? Said?
Yeah.
They signed Freeze to a 3-year contract today.
That's what I was going to bring up. I was going to bring that up. I think it's a great move, and it's great to see that they are saving some of that or spending some of that money they saved.
What do you think about Kang now?
I heard he was out, but I wasn't following it. What happened with Kang?
Well, he is out, but they bring his Josh Bell kid up to play first. Freeze plays 3rd. Where does that leave Kang?
True. That's true. And I got to say, how about Bell going 1-for-3 last night with a ribby? So,
hey, how about all these pundits on the radio around here, all these jerks? What do you think of Bell on? They're all clamoring for him to come up. And then, he made a mistake on the bag. You know, he did this. Well, that's what you're going to get with this guy.
That's going to happen.
Right. Right. So you clamored for 6 months to get him up here. The guy plays one game, and all these stupid pundits are on here, these radio talk show hosts, the clown on the afternoon, the clowns on in the morning. They're, what'd you think of Bell? What do you think of it? How'd he play? Well, he made a mistake over there. He should have scooped the ball up. Well, they've been telling you for 6 months the reason why he hasn't been up. It's because his defense has to get better. So don't act surprised.
Well, the funny thing is, these are the same pundits that they protected and made all the excuses in the world for Pedro Alvarez. He's coming around. Five years.
That's right. I heard that.
He's coming. Yep.
You want the straight skinny, you go to Goss Talk Radio. I'll give you the straight skinny on it.
I'll tell you
don't
what,
waste
I say,
your
what
time
do you
with
think,
these other clowns. Yep.
what do you think about the Freeze deal? I think it's great to have a veteran like that. The guy's battle tested in the postseason if they can ever get back there. He's having a great year. He's come into his own. So,
well, I'll give you two answers here. Well, I'll ask you a question. One, Freeze, I love the deal. Question: do you actually think they're going to get in the postseason?
That's why I said if they can get back to the postseason. That's the big if.
Right. Marlins sweep them. They throw 3 jabonis, and Hurdle acts like they threw Drysdale, Koufax, and Bob Gibson.
Nolan Ryan.
You know. Nolan Ryan, yeah. Yeah. What team?
That's the frustrating thing about that team. You know, they have 2 stellar series on the West Coast against the Dodgers and the Giants. They go out there, clean house, and then they come back and get swept by the Marlins.
It's terrible. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
fighting for a wild card, and you play like that, you get swept at home? Oh.
Uh-huh.
Bad.
Uh-huh.
Bad. Bad, 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 bad. Yep. What'd you
how
think
about
of
this
the...
Le'Veon...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about this Le'Veon Bell thing with the Twitter? These guys can't stay off that Twitter, you know?
Well, not only that, you get sick of it. It's old. It's tiresome, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of hearing about it. Okay, he smoked dope. He got suspended. Okay, all right, enough. Okay, we know. Enough.
Exactly.
I really don't care if the guy smoked. Well, like a guy, I was listening to a guy on this morning on the fan. Oh, he said he smoked grass in October, and really, he said, who gives a shit when he smoked? I don't care if he smokes every day. I really don't. I don't care. That's not my problem. It's the Steelers' problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if the guy smokes. I don't really care. There I am. Oh, they caught him in a lie. They caught him in this. He's a liar. No kidding. And I'll bet you drink a lot, too. So what's the difference?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's, you know, personally, I don't think there's a difference between, you know, drinking and smoking. It's all bad, no matter what. These guys do their own things. I think, you know, I think whatever happens in his home happens. As long as it's nothing performance-enhancing, so there's steroids, any of that stuff, you know, that they banned, so be it. But, the guy's a young guy. He's making millions of bucks. If he wants to, you know, if he needs that kind of element, he needs whatever. It's his life, you know.
Yeah, I don't really care what they do. I mean, if they want to get suspended, fine. You know, it's a Steelers problem. It ain't my problem. Hey, believe me, all these guys that are bad-mouthing them, the first time Bell scores a touchdown, they're all going to run down and buy a Bell jersey, 26.
You know that. They'll be sold out.
And you know what? You know what the funny part is? They'll all be drunken bums in the stands, high as kites, just like Bell. So don't give me your self-righteous bullshit.
Let's just be honest.
You know what I mean?
You know there's not a sober guy in Heinz Field on a Sunday ever.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. And stay off the side. Stay off the streets when they lose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's getting run over. Believe me. Believe me. What did you what do you think of the Houston series? They're not bad. They're coming in tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be I got to tell you. I mean, the only place to go is up. You know, but
right.
You know, you had a huge problem with the Marlins. I mean, I thought they would at least take one of three, you know, salvage the series. But the offense comes back to kill them. You know, and Houston's a good team.
Yeah, they are good. They are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got this guy on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it set them back. They're about two games outside of the wild card, and, yeah, they got Tyon pitching tonight.
Yeah. You know, the St. Louis ain't. St. Louis just keeps winning. They get guys out. They bring guys up in the minors. Same thing. They win. They don't even break a sweat. They win.
And you have the Cubs. They're
these guys
on top
are amazing. They are amazing. That team. That team is something else.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep on keeping on, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the Cubs this year? 78-45.
Oh. Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. You never know who's going to beat them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get hot, they get cold, you get in a series, and boom. I wouldn't count the Cardinals out. I wouldn't count them out of anything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. When it comes to postseason baseball, it's hard to count St. Louis out ever. These guys
find
ways to win.
Right. They got a hell of a franchise there, and I'll tell you what. They know how to win.
Oh, God,
and they're
I
smart.
Have to ask you a question.
Yo.
So is anybody, you know, I'm not in Pittsburgh anymore, so I got to imagine there's a little bit, you know these fanatics, they take this stuff so seriously, and even these preseason games that mean nothing. I have to imagine that you got people already worried.
Oh, I had to talk Kevy Joe from Mount Lebo off the ledge last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was all wired up about them losing. He couldn't believe it. Oh, boy, he was, like, sick to the stomach.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I said, it's only exhibition. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
These are second, third, fourth string guys fighting for jobs. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all. And if Steelers don't usually, which is good, I think, a Tomlin trait. They go 2-2 and whatever. They hang in there September, October, and then they start getting hot. And that's when you want your team to get hot.
Yeah.
I don't want my team, you know, not steamrolling and then lose it, you know. I want my team to keep building, go get momentum and go into the playoffs, and who knows what can happen once you're in there. That's what I thought was going to happen to the Pirates.
Yeah, well, look at the Steelers last year. I mean, I did not think they, with all the injuries they had, I did not think they were going to get to that AFC championship game. Did not think that was going to happen.
No, I didn't either. Actually, they should have beat Denver.
Yeah, they should have.
Yep, they should have beat them. I think if they had went to the Super Bowl, they might have won.
Yeah.
Get all the players back. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. That's what I thought the Pirates, they had a lot of momentum going into this Marlins series.
Yep.
And then they pissed the bed.
No, that's God. I had the same feeling, Matt. Because you know, first of all, you have a stellar series against the Dodgers, stellar series against the Giants, two teams that have been fighting it out for first place, great teams. You're coming home, you're playing the Marlins, and you know you're thinking, hey, these guys, you know, the momentum they have, you're looking at least two out of three games, and then they get stomped. And the Marlins, they don't even have Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup.
No. Mm-mm.
They got a 50-year-old out there, Ichiro, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. Miyagi out there.
Exactly. Right. I'll tell you what, that Ichiro's good, man. I'll tell you, he's 42 years old, man. Something else. Something else.
Still got it.
Yep. What do you think of the Bell? Think they'll play him, or you think they'll sit him on a bench?
I think you got to play him. You know, I mean, the guy, I don't see this. I was reading the before I called in, guys. I was getting the skinny on what went down, and the guy implicated himself on a Twitter video in 2014. It's 2 years ago. You know, who cares?
Yeah, right.
You know, he implicated himself. He served a suspension for it. You move on. You know, I mean, that's it. So
wrong Bell. I should have said Josh Bell.
Josh Bell.
You think they'll play him?
I got to tell you guys, man, I think, you know, I'm looking at this, I mean, at the best lottery win case scenario, these guys can find themselves into another wild card spot. But the way that you have a lot of these teams playing, like, you know, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Marlins, the Cardinals, you know, you got a lot of good teams, the Giants, you got a lot of good teams with a lot of good pitching that are dueling it out right now for those two spots. And, you know, if I'm Huntington and I'm Hurdle, I'm thinking, you know what? What do we got to lose? Let's get this kid major league experience. Let's get him ready for next year. In my mind, I'm thinking about next year because I don't – again, it's a huge, huge long shot that these guys make a wild card game, and if they do – it's an even bigger Powerball lottery win that they move past the wild card game.
Exactly. That's my thoughts. I don't see this team getting near a wild card game, and if they do, why? Why? I mean, for what? Who are you going to pitch? Cole? Again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That guy don't have I don't think that guy has the mental toughness. I really don't. Somebody makes an error, he's stomping around the mound like a 3-year-old lost his bar of candy, you know?
Well, that, I mean, and you got to imagine, guys, that's their ace right now. So, you know, the guy's got a 3.0 ERA. He hasn't been his normal, you know, quote-unquote, Cole lights-out pitcher. You know, he's given up more than 3 runs a game. So, you know, but then you got these other guys that come in. You know, the Dodgers, you know, you got Syndergaard on the Mets on a 1-game series. They couldn't touch any of the Marlins pitching this series. So it's just for whoever out there.
Right.
You got Baumgartner, still what, and the Giants. That's still their ace, I think. Who's Kershaw for the Dodgers? You know?
Well, the one guy the Marlins brought in on a Saturday, he used to be in their bullpen. And he shut the Pirates down like it was nothing. And the guy that pitched yesterday, that's only his 5th major league start.
Wow. Wow.
And they couldn't touch him. Couldn't touch him. Couldn't touch him.
That's impressive.
So, yeah. So, you know, hey, like I said, did you listen to the beginning of the show? I said, hey, there's no way I think this team's going to be, and I'm sick of hearing about it, a wild card. Because everybody, oh, you think they'll be in a wild card? You think they can get in a wild card? They're only 2 games out. They're only there. They ain't making no wild card. And if they do, they're going to get busted right out of it.
Believe me. In my opinion, you got to keep the team intact. You got some good talent on that team right now offensively. You hope McCutchen returns to form for next year. And you got in the offseason, you got to go out and you got to find some pitching. You know, I'm thinking if I'm Huntington, I'm thinking next year. Because I think a wild card playoff game for the Pirates this year is a very, very long shot. It's against the odds. Way against the odds.
Well, the best thing they did is sign Freeze. So, I agree with that signing. I think that was a great signing by the Pirates. I believe they would let that guy go, and they didn't. So, they came to terms, and bingo. I like it. Good clubhouse guy. How to win.
Yeah, they had a great article about him. You know, he said he really found his zone here at the Pirates. He loves the organization, loves playing for the organization, loves the guys he plays with. You know, and the guy will probably spend, you know, he may wind down his career here, you know, because he's definitely getting older. So,
well, Will Dog, we got about 25 seconds left to the show, and I thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger, brother.
You got it, Cosman.
Talk to you next week,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, thanks for calling. And that's the show, another wrap. Gostalk Radio. Back next week. Later.